Today's episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, guys? It is the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase, ahead of Sabres and Bruins on Thursday night. Now, Jordan Hanskin, unavailable to join me on Wednesday night. He's got work obligations during the season. And Lou DiBiase, my brother, big Sabres fan, host of the Locked On Philadelphia Eagles podcast, knows his hockey. And I wanted to talk about the NBC NHL relationship coming to its end, TNT and ESPN stepping in on the new TV contract. So big discussion there in a live locker room chat. So you'll hear there's questions, like kind of a live mailbag episode between us and the listeners. If you don't have the locker room app, feel free to download it. A lot of fun. You can participate in the show when we're recording, when we're reacting to games, and so forth. So download the Locker Room app, and the next time we jump on, follow me on Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports to look out for those links. The next time we're on, you'll be able to jump in. So without further ado, here's myself and my brother Lou DiBiase on the new TV contracts between the NHL and ESPN, between the NHL and TNT. NHL and NBC is over.
This is a Locker Room production.
The theme of today's podcast will be NHL on NBC being dead, a farewell to the NHL and NBC, and start to talk about the new networks, TNT, Turner Sports. There will be games on TBS also and will be streamed. Turner is all over the place. Like, Lou, did you see this? Their package includes deals on TNT, or games on TNT, TBS, HBO Max, and Bleacher Report. Those are all Turner properties.
Spreading it out, which is good. I mean, they're going to no more just NBA, get some NHL.
That's if you want to appeal to young people, which I think is that's what hockey needs to do. You know, I think going from NBC to ESPN and TNT is like as good as you could do, because where are young people gravitating to? They're gravitating towards the UFC and the NBA and of course the NFL, and ESPN you get all three of those. TNT you get the NBA also. So instead of promoting, hey, Connor McDavid's playing Austin Matthews tonight, instead of promoting that on some car auction show, you know, you're getting it on SportsCenter, or you're getting it on First Take. So I'm fired up about this because I think it helps with young people getting them to the sport.
I feel like I can die a happy man if I can see Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith talk about Drake Kajula.
Nick just threw in the chat, imagine Shaq and Charles calling an NHL game. I actually want that. Like, I know they don't know anything about the sport, but I don't care. There's no expertise anyway. Like, I got Brian Boucher on broadcast on NBC, like, dully explaining to me what offsides is, like I'm five. And I'd much rather just have Shaq and Charles just not knowing what the hell they're talking about, but just being super entertaining.
Honestly, even for me growing up, I mean, obviously, you know, like, even when I started liking sports, hockey was the sport. I mean, for now, I work in football professionally, and, like, that's the go-to for me, and the big passion, and even the NBA's kind of overtaken it for sure, but, like, as much as you can love the sport, I think branding really is, like, everything in sports, or it's so key. Like, even, you know, you love boxing, and you look at how embarrassing boxing is right now with Jake Paul and fighting, you know, old MMA fighters and Logan
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, like, boxing is completely dead, and now it's almost like an embarrassing just, like, clown show of, like, TikTok, like, TikTokers fighting. Like,
yeah.
The NHL is kind of – it's not that, obviously, but, like, this is huge in making sure they don't become the major – of the four major leagues, they don't become, like, the boxing of it, you know what I mean? Where it's, like, even if you love the sport, they just can't market their stars, and they can't get to the non-dedicated fan base. Like, you know, people – like, for me in soccer, it's the same thing. It's, like – trying to get the people like me for their sport that haven't grown up watching it. And I think this will actually be pretty big for that. So I think it's exciting. I mean, yeah, like you said, they were like promoting it on like infomercials. It's just ridiculous.
Right, right. I think even for the ESPN studio shows, like I don't know how much they'll talk about it, but I think they will a little bit, because what happened when the UFC went to ESPN is you started to have like First Take with Stephen A. Smith, or you had Around the Horn, or you had Pardon the Interruption. Like these shows started talking about the UFC. They started talking about not even just like the super fights, like Conor McGregor, but like you got them talking about Daniel Cormier versus Stipe Miocic, like fights that the casual fan would only just be finding out about. Because really, when you think about it, those shows are just commercials for ESPN's products. You know, they're basically just geared to get you to the games. And the reason, I mean, not the only reason, because the NHL as a sport as a whole, I think, is a big reason too. But a reason that you've never seen the NHL talked about on SportsCenter or on First Take or on Around the Horn is the ESPN has no reason to talk about them, because they're not trying to get you to their games. In fact, they would like you to not watch their games because they're competing with them with the NBA. So I think that's huge. Four of the next seven Stanley Cup finals will be on ESPN Plus, or will be on ESPN, which actually will be ABC. So actually, let me rephrase that. Four of the next seven finals will be on ABC. Three of the next seven will be on TNT. I was stunned that TNT got this, by the way. Like, when it came out, ESPN was going to get the number one TV package. I'm like, well, fine. NBC's still going to find their way to the second one. But TNT, swinging from the fences, goes $250 million a year. So I'm excited about that, though. I would much prefer TNT.
It's kind of crazy that NBC just, like, bailed completely. It felt like NBC didn't really have much outside of, I mean, like, soccer was their niche, and then...
Well, that's why.
You know, ESPN, right. I mean, I guess they're just going all in, because, like, you know, it was hard. It's hard to compete when, like, TNT and ESPN, they, like, dominate basketball, and, you know, you just can't really, you know, you got the NFL and that kind of stuff, but when it came to, like, NBC Sports, it felt like their niche was, okay, we have soccer in the NHL, like, that, where you're going for those sports, you have to come to us. The fact that they just, like, bailed completely is kind of crazy, because, I don't know, I mean, I know how popular soccer is and how it's getting, but, like, it's almost like that's it now for, well, I know they're, and they're, what, they're kind of dissolving NBC Sports Network in general, though, so.
They are. Yeah, right, because at the end of the year, that's gone.
I guess they're just going all in on The Office, huh?
They're going all in on Peacock. I think a big reason why is also they are – I was reading about this the other day from the Sports Business Journal. I think Andrew Marchand maybe. They are clearing money to go all in on soccer, like the FIFA World Cup rights, Champions League rights. They're trying to keep the Premier League. I think NBC recognizes that young people are – young people are definitely gravitating to soccer more than they are to hockey. And, like, if you look at who is getting more fans right now, who's growing quicker, it is soccer. Yeah. Way more so than hockey.
That's true, but isn't it also kind of a knock on them? Like, because we're talking about how ESPN and TNT can market to younger demographics and, like, make hockey popular. But, like, and I know it's a lot of it's just the sport in the NHL itself, but isn't it also kind of the NBC, on NBC, like, if ESPN makes it popular, you couldn't. Like, so they're trying to market young fans to come to soccer, but they couldn't get them to come to hockey. And if ESPN does, it's like, I don't – I mean, it might just be a – it's not just a – you. It's like it's not me, it's you. I mean, that's kind of
– That's right. So that's – it's over, though. I mean, the Sabres went an entire TV deal without making the playoffs. Yeah. They never made the playoffs while NBCSN was in existence. The last playoff game the Sabres played was on Versus. Is that crazy?
I was about to guess OLN, but it hasn't been that long.
No, that was the 06 playoffs. I think just the 06 playoffs, which, of course, is their best season.
Was there something before OLN, or did it start with OLN?
No, it started with OLN, because lockout before the lockout, it was ESPN 2, mostly, because that's why the NHL left, is they never got on even actual ESPN. The streaming platforms, now it's going to be HBO Max on the TNT side. It's going to be ESPN Plus on the ESPN side. So that's exciting as a cord cutter to have those options. The NBC app is trash. There's audio issues all the time. Go ahead.
I don't have – so I just got a new apartment, and I don't have cable at all. So, I mean, I think the majority – I mean, I don't know – nobody that I'm close with, I think, has cable outside of, like, parents and
– yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think everybody is streaming now. And the NHL was extremely behind on that. Even, like, the other day, I'm, like, trying to watch the Sabres. I'm like, how do I go about, like, in the NBA, it's very easy to be like, I know how to get to the game really quick. The NFL even kind of the same thing. Whereas, like, the NHL, it's still, I don't know, it was kind of a struggle. So making themselves more available, I think, is going to be good. And, I mean, part of the reason I've kind of, you know, me and hockey have gone back and forth the last, like, decade is mostly because of the Sabres and how miserable they've been. But it's also, too, like, yeah, I don't need, like, ESPN to be talking about my team. Like, I don't watch cable anymore like I used to as a kid for sports. Like, oh, I got to be able to watch my team in 20 minutes, so I'm going to wait. You know, the internet, you can find so much of what you want, and on Twitter and, you know, through so many different platforms. But, like, it is nice to know, like, when other people do care about the sport, too, and, like, popular companies find it worth your time. It is kind of a knock when, like, those major companies are like, no, we don't want this. It's like, well, maybe this is a crap product. Mm-hmm. So it does make it a little less attractive to me. So I'm kind of glad that they're making this move.
More of our NHL TV broadcast conversation. Joe DiBiase and Lou DiBiase. More after this here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. This episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Sabre games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. I mean, do I need to say any more? Are we good? No? 18 amazing flavors for the delicious Built Bar. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Those are the six new flavors to go along with your 12 original flavors. Peanut butter brownie, definitely my favorite of the original flavors. The bars are 100% covered in chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew, but Built Bar, great for the healthy conscious guy as well. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for keto diet. And if you want an example, peanut butter flavor, that's 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you will get 15% off of your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Welcome back to the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase and Lou DiBiase. Ty throws in the chat, unpopular opinion, NHL was screwed more often by NBC than they ever were by ESPN with broadcast rights. I think screwed might not be the word I would use, but the thing with NBC was it looked the same every year, year after year. It was the same voices. It was the same type of analysis. It was the same studio. It was the same places they were standing. Just everything down to the littlest detail.
Wait,
they
you're
never
gonna,
would change.
You're not, gonna miss, You're not going to miss Pierre Maguire's random facts about where a guy played junior hockey or the awkward interviews. I'll never forget the Jonathan Toews interview. I'm
going to miss it. Jonathan Toews. He just shouts
Chicago
his name and then stares at him and then just tells him that his own city loves him. That's it.
Chicago loves you, Jonathan. Oh, that's good.
I don't want Pierre on the ESPN broadcast or the TNT broadcast. I wonder, though, how much of that will happen. You know, because I bet there's some where some guys will go over. I want Gary Thorne on ESPN. I don't need hockey guys, you know, to get Ernie Johnson involved. Get Chuck involved. Get Stephen A. involved. I don't care. I want to see different. And to me, that doesn't have to mean I need to bring in your token former players that, you know, played the game, and they're going to tell you what they're saying to each other in the locker room right now during a 2-1 intermission between the Wild and the Blues.
Like, I will say, though, you want to strike a balance because you don't, like, yeah, you're trying to bring in new fans, but you also don't want to make this like a gimmick, kind of like what boxing is right now, where you're just having YouTubers fight, where you're having non-hockey people, like, remember when they had Luke Bryan talking about the Predators the one time, and I'm like, this is a disaster.
Well,
like,
the boxing part of that part, I don't mind, because you'll have, like Snoop Dogg in the booth. And, like, that's the most entertaining part of the whole thing.
But isn't that a knock on that the sport sucks on its own, so it needs this, like, gimmicky kind of comedic relief?
I know where you're going with that, but I would say it's adding to the broadcast.
No, and I do. Well, like I already said, too, like, I would love to see – I would laugh my ass off to see Charles Barkley and Stephen A. talking hockey about the Sabres. Like, it'd be great. I do think, though, there is a balance here. Like, just there's eventually a drop off where you go too far one way, and it's like, you know.
Yeah. Let me know, by the way, whenever you got to go. Lou's on his drive into work right now.
I got about 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Nick English says in the chat, I always remember Versus and the bright red on the screen. Patrick Sharp, so underappreciated as an analyst. Kind of off topic, but I'd love thoughts on Marcus Foligno's year. 20 points in 30 games, plus 17. Really wish we never made that deal. Also, instead of a lottery system for number one pick, what if the bottom six or eight played it out for the first pick? There's a lot there. Let's start with the lottery thing. I love that. It's the Tournament of Hope. I've had that idea before. I would love to implement it. I do that in a fantasy league. Marcus Foligno.
I mean, for sure. I think the lottery is ridiculous, especially the new rules. Like, that's a way better proposal than. I mean, I'm I have an NFL background, so I'm worst team. You get the first pick. Like, don't keep the bad teams down. But compared to what the setup is now, I love that idea.
Yeah. Foligno is scoring on 31% of his shots. That is an insane number that we never see. He is literally scoring on a third of every shot he takes. His career rate is 12%. So, yes, Marcus Foligno's having a great season, but he's played enough games in the NHL for us to know that he is not some 30-goal scorer.
Wasn't he on the top six a lot, though, at the end of his career here? I thought
he was, but even then, like playing with Eichel that last year here, he scored 13 goals.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
But even then, 13 goals. He's been gone for 4 years. Has it felt like that long?
It's felt longer to me. I mean, I kind of forgot. I knew he played on the top six, but I forgot it was with Eichel. Like,
yeah.
I remember early on when I think of Eichel's initial, like, line mates, I think of, like, Jamie McGinn, right, in, like, 2015.
Yes. Benoit Pouliot.
Benoit Pouliot. Those guys. But, yeah, I did for – I mean, Foligno, I more so, like, see as, like, part of that – those teams that were right before the tank era where you're still, like, pushing for that 8-7 seed and he's, like, one of your best players on those teams, right? Like, those average middling teams that kind of sparked the whole debate about tanking. So, 4 years doesn't – seems like he's been gone longer than that.
Yeah, I want to look up actually his stats this year, specific to who his teammates are, because I wonder how many of those goals also have come with Kirill Kaprizov on the ice, the man who has done the impossible. He has taken the most boring team in sports, the Minnesota Wild, and he has made them electric.
I was about to ask you, like, are they the six seed again, and they're going to lose in the first round? Like, that's been happening since I was 5 years old.
No,
in a while they've been the same team ever. It's Miku Koivu getting you 24 goals, and you're the six seed, and you lose in the first round.
Listen, I know you probably haven't watched a single one of their games all year.
No, in a single decade, maybe.
they are a great team. I think they're going to get bounced in the first round, but I don't think it's because of them. It's just coincidence that the best two teams in hockey are in their division, in the Golden Knights and the Avalanche, and that they're going to play one of them. So it's not on them that they have to play Colorado or Vegas, because if this was a normal year and it was, let's say they went back to 1-8, in Minnesota right now would be, they would be like the 4 if there was a Western Conference, maybe even the 3. They actually would be. If there was a Western Conference, they're the 3rd in this division with just 8 teams. If you expanded that to 16, they would be the 3rd best team. No, they're great. And I think Kaprizov is, I mean, as fun to watch of a player as there is in the league behind McDavid, McKinnon, Makar. Like, he's up there. Felino, by the way.
I'm glad they're fun again, because when you look at, like, American, like, hockey cities, they're definitely one of the top. So, like, to have them be such a team before was, like, it did kind of suck. So the fact that they're one of the more entertaining products now out west is pretty fun.
Yeah. He has not actually played a lot with Kaprizov this season. So, I'm looking at the wrong season. That's why. I was going to say. He had to have played with him some. I didn't even see Kaprizov's name listed. Time on ice with. Not a lot. 7 minutes. So, yeah, he's doing it on his own. Good for him.
Well, good for Foligno, yeah.
Then the other comment here, Patrick Sharp, he's fine. Him and Boucher. If anyone's going to come over from NBC, Boucher and Sharp are fine. I don't want to see Pierre McGuire anywhere near these new broadcasts. I don't want to see Mike Milbury. Mike Milbury's gone to NBC anyway. I don't want to see Mike Babcock. I don't want to see none of these guys. You know what? Like
Tim Murray's first choice, Mike Babcock.
That's who should do it. Tim Murray.
Awesome.
He would be awesome on these broadcasts because he wouldn't pull any punches.
To this day, I still think he's the most entertaining interview when it comes to a player, GM, coach that I've ever listened to. Like, normally I change the channel when, and say what you will about his actual GM abilities, though, but like, when he was talking, I had to listen to the whole thing. I was fascinated every time. I think he'd be great. But isn't he doing horse stuff, though?
He is actually doing great as like a horse, racing horses.
What a unit.
Isn't that insane? he's just down in Florida.
He didn't get McDavid, so he's like, I'm going to go to something that doesn't have lotteries. I'm just going to go breed my own McDavid.
Yeah, I'm going to try horses. Let me try that. All right, that's going to – go ahead.
Real quick. Who's going to be the play-by-play guys for – who do you think is the lead candidate for play-by-play?
I hope Gary Thorne ends up getting back in the booth for ESPN. I was listening to actually his best of calls. Lou, you would have been too young to hear him, I think, on ESPN. But, like, you ever see highlights of that? There's a Stu Barnes playoff overtime goal that's, like, on ABC. Can you picture that clip in your head?
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, Barnes scores! That one?
Oh, yeah. I do know exactly what you're talking about.
That guy, Gary Thorne, is awesome. I hope he gets it. I like Buchagross at college hockey. He's not my favorite, but he's okay. I would imagine he'll be involved in some capacity. Maybe he'll be a studio host or something, but maybe he'll do play-by-play. Steve Levy, although he does Monday Night Football now, so...
Oswego native. Oswego is pretty big with hockey, so that might make sense. Well, yeah. Oh, you're right. Monday Night Football gig.
So maybe after the fall for him. Yeah. Otherwise, though, I think it's kind of open. Like, maybe some new blood.
Yeah.
I don't need anyone from NBC being carried over. Doc Emmerich's retired anyway.
Love Doc.
Someone go pull Bob Cole. Jim Houston. Someone go pull Jim Houston.
Yeah, he scores.
I want him. Can we get that thick Canadian Saskatchewan accent down here on ESPN?
I loved a good Friday night 2006 watching the Mighty Ducks versus the Calgary Flames at 10:30 with Jim Houston on CBC. Scalani scores.
Yes.
He was the voice for the NHL games too.
Right, that's right. And now they're just like some generic dude we've never heard of before. Because, of course, got to save money. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. Let me just double check the chat, make sure we got nothing else in here. No, that's going to be it. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this live edition of Locked On Sabres. If you're listening to the podcast afterwards, well, if you're listening now too, this is for you. Sabres and Bruins is Thursday night. Me and Jordan, I mean, I think you could guess, we're both huge football fans. We are not going to be watching Sabres and Bruins, just straight up. We are not watching it Thursday night. So I'll watch it back after the draft, and we'll have a podcast for you a little bit later on Friday morning. So just a heads up for anybody that's looking for a Sabres-Bruins recap on early Friday morning. That's what's going to be going on there. Lou's laughing because Lou didn't even know that that game was happening tomorrow.
Nothing else on this planet is going on tomorrow for me.
Your boy Uka Pekalukinen, second start in a row. He's hot.
Let's go. 38
saves on 41 shots against the Rangers. So, Lukanen will be maybe the one of the guys. Yeah, we'll probably spend half the time talking about him on Friday because there's not much else to look at right now. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here in the Locked On Sabres podcast.